This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
Every night on Drones, we take you live to the front lines. Where high-tech heroes use cutting-edge technology and blow the hell out of the bad guys.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Happy New Year, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the latest game for your Wii remote control. Hey, cut that out. I am your host, Stimulator, and speaking of remote controls, seems the United Snakes is gearing up for another proxy war, this time in South America. As we reported last year, the man your mama calls Obama signed a deal with Colombia that would give the US access to 7 military bases to supposedly fight the war on drugs.
Well, the irony of this, of course, is that this money, which is in the billions, is coming from your country. You see, you are the major purchaser of our national product, which is, of course, cocaine.
On one hand, you're saying the United States government is spending millions of dollars to eliminate the flow of drugs onto our streets. At the same time, we are doing business with the very same government that is flooding our streets with cocaine.
But late last year, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez claimed that unmanned drones owned by the U.S. were launched from Colombia and illegally entered into Venezuelan airspace.
Pequeño avión de dos metros, tres metros de largo.
A small aircraft of 2 or 3 meters wide that's controlled remotely and that films everything. And some of them can even drop bombs.
Incluso algunos tiran bomba.
Yep, unmanned drones can be controlled by young video game addicted Americans in the US, bomb civilians halfway around the world, and be home in time for Jeopardy.
Portugal, Colombia, Peru. Max,
what is Peru?
No! Kevin,
what is Colombia?
Right!
Recently, folks in Syracuse, New York, protested against a Reaper drone deployment base in their hometown. Yep, Colombia may be the next launching pad for US drones, but it seems like hacking into these overpriced remote control warbirds may be easier than previously thought.
Military insurgents in Iraq have hacked US Predator drones, those unmanned remote controlled planes used to monitor insurgent targets. So, has US military intelligence been compromised?
The Wall Street Journal reported that Iraqi insurgents were able to intercept video feeds broadcast by the drones using a $26 software called SkyGrabber. Sales of SkyGrabber have been, well, skyrocketing, with the most sales reported in Afghanistan, Mexico, Pakistan, Venezuela, and Iran. Well, I made the last shit up. SkyGrabber's page will be linked from my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And speaking of Iran, in case you didn't notice, there's a revolution going on. The motherfucking resistance has been out in full force over the last month, taking to the streets, burning police vehicles and government buildings, and even stopping executions. This is not the bullshit reformist twat waffles who try to sell their people an exciting, energetic candidate who promised them change and hope and a light version of the current regime. No, my dear slaves, the resistance is out to overthrow the government.
I want to get you to overthrow your government.
Last but not least, a University of Utah scientist published a provocative new study which argues that rising carbon dioxide emissions, the major cause of
man-made climate change,
cannot be stabilized unless the world's economy collapses or society builds the equivalent of a new nuclear power plant each day. Well, since we know that the nuclear option is not feasible, I guess we're going to have to bring down the economy.
As free market capitalism in
and technology expands, the third world's fertile soil becomes a desert wasteland. So it takes fans to demand the government provide answers. When Lady Liberty has me bewitched like Samantha, and poverty is one of the most malignant forms of cancer. To all my black magic romancers and acid rain dancers, develop close ties like Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza. We fear no man and throw jams that attack counterintelligence programs, exciting like the epic adventures of Conan. I colonize minds like Zaire by the Belgians. Now what the hell is the problem with this system and what it sells us? I bring ancient relics like Wyclef did the Zealots. I saw an iron curtain called hip-hop and got it open like Boris Yeltsin. Whirlwind, tornadoes, and the rainforest if you say so. KRS and the last of a roar like the Green Hornet and Kato. Zach De La Roca brings the enraged flow, but all free drop science and becomes the most powerful alliance since NATO.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
You know the cops, they got a network for the toxic rock.
You claim I'm selling crack, but you be doing that.
So get that flashlight out of my face.
For the last 3 Januaries, I started off the year by making up my New Year's resolutions. This year, I'm changing shit up a bit and introducing a new yearly tradition into the future with the Stimulator's magic crystal balls. With the benefit of my left ball and my right ball, I can see the good times ahead. So without further delay, here are my predictions. I asked my right ball what it saw coming from the right in 2010. And it told me that there's going to be 3 high-profile deaths. This winter, while vacationing in Hawaii, right-wing radio fuck snapper Rush Limbaugh will take one too many painkillers while enjoying Sarah Palin's new show on Fox News. Rush won't be able to take the excitement of seeing Palin's debut on TV, and his huge belly will simply explode. This will be followed by the untimely death of radio fucknut Alex Jones in the sweltering Texas summer heat while spewing an emotional load of diarrhea against the tyrannical green lizards that planned the enslavement of humanity, the evil scientists who fooled the world with fake global warming peer-reviewed studies, and the ruthless Mexicans who plan to invade the US, the air conditioning unit in his studio fails, Mr. Jones's body will overheat and his head will simply explode. For Glenn Beck, death will be a lot more fun. After snorting a decent amount of the CIA's best Peruvian snowflakes, Beck will proceed to pour gasoline on one of his interns and ridicule him on national TV. Well, the lowly intern will have just about enough of Glenn's antics, and when Beck leaves the Fox News building, he will be devoured by wolves. My left ball told me that in 2010, the resistance is going to kick it up a notch. Environmental activists disillusioned by the ineffectiveness of NGOs will join an underground movement of resistance to do what it takes to stop the destruction of the planet. A number of affinity groups will band together to put an end to the
motherfucking tar sands.
The Olympic resistance will cause a major disruption of the
5 cock rings of death
in Vancouver and wake up the world to the evils of this fascist Trojan horse. My ball also tells me that Obama mania will end later this year as the economy completely collapses. College occupations in the bankrupt state of California will set off an avalanche of inspiration with occupations happening all over North America. This in turn will inspire workers to take over their factories, government minions to walk out of their jobs, and US soldiers will point their guns at their superiors and force them to bring the troops back home. The Federal Reserve will be shut down and money will cease to exist. Citizen groups will hunt down and try war criminals, and others will dismantle coal-fired power plants and arms factories. Last but not least, golf sensation Tiger Woods will release his debut album of romantic ballads called I Am a Cheetah. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. This week I exhort you to give what you can to the Haitian relief efforts. Haiti is the first country born out of a successful slave revolt, and we owe them our respect and compassion. I also want to thank the following slaves for making the first show of the year a reality: Tristan, Rosset, Ole, Christopher, David, Will, Mark, Max, Martin, Einar, Samika, Ernest, John, Thomas, Audrey, Florian, Adam, Elizabeth, Jim, Stelisnaf, Dan, David, Martin, Peter, Paul, Mary, and Nigel. I also want to thank Double Doves for the dope graffiti piece he dropped somewhere in the UK. Still Black Dog. For links and more predictions for 2010, or to comment on this show, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now do or do not, there is no try.
Remember kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv. Ha ha ha!